הלכה א', פרשת בראשית. קודם שיברך ויתעטף, before one makes a ברכה and wraps themselves in the talit, יכוון לקיים מצוות עשה ללבוש ציצית מצויצת כלכתו. A person should have in mind to wear the tzitzit. He's about to wear a baget, a garment that has tzitziot, that is stringed according to how the Torah commands. The garment, we're going to see soon more specifically about the garment in the next parasha, but the garment is not the ikar. When we refer to the tzitziot, here we're referring to the significance of the strings. Sheneimar v'asu lahem tzitzit al kanfei bigdehem. And they shall make for themselves fringes on the corners of their garments. One who's wearing a tzitzit is in reality the best investment that you can get. Every moment that you're wearing the tzitzit is another mitzvah, another mitzvah, another mitzvah that clicks up in the heavens on their chart. V'mitzvat aseh shazman gerama. It's a positive commandment that is time bound. That's why women are patur from tzitzit. וידי כוונת הכנה זו, אז יהיה כוח בהכנתו בברכה לעלות מעין נקבין ולהמשיך המוחין, כמו שכתב רבנו הרשש בנהר שלום. And when a person thinks that before putting on the tzitzit, then he creates, he gives the mitzvah the proper strength. ולכן, therefore, says the Ben Ish Chai, טוב לומר בפיו קודם הברכה. It's proper to say before you wear the tzitzit, this nosach. Now, firstly, let's be medayek in the shon of the Ben Ish Chai. It says, tov lomar. What does tov lomar mean? Tov lomar doesn't mean that there's a chiyuv, there's a responsibility to say this is Hashem Yichud that he's about to bring down. Elamai, it means it's positive, it's good to say such a thing. Hashem Yichud Kudsha, b'chul shunte b'chule. Harein mechuan lilbot tzitzit mitzuyetet kalacha, כמו שציוונו השם אלוקנו ועשו להם ציצית על כנפי בגדיהם כדי לעשות נחת רוח לאוצנו וכולו. So it's proper to say this Hashem Yichud, which in a sense what it does is it merely enters the person into the proper frame of mind before performing the mitzvah. But if a person on his own stops for a moment and thinks about the fact that he's going to perform a mitzvah and going to wear ציצית and it's a mitzvah תעשה מן התורה, that suffices. וגם צריך לכוון בעת שמתעטף בו, one should also have the כוונה, when he's wrapping himself, שציוונו הקדוש ברוך הוא, להתעטף בו, כדי שנזכור כל מצוותיו לעשותם. Another reason is, that we're wearing tzitzit, is in order to remember, that the tzitzit are supposed to remind us of all the mitzvot. The tzitzit are supposed to remind us of all the mitzvot. And in fact, famous gematria, tzitzit is gematria 600, together with the 8 strings and the 5 knots, adds up to the 613. What's the significance of 613? Obviously the significance of 613 is the 613 mitzvot. So tzitzit have a special power to remind us of the mitzvot, and we'll see in the following chapters why that is so. What is the significance of this exactly, of the tzitzit reminding us of mitzvot? And in fact, the Ben Ish Chai spoke about it as well in the Hakdama, as to why tzitzit has a capability of reminding us of the mitzvot. וכתבו האחרונים זל, and the halachic authorities brought down, מי שאינו עושה כך, and one who does not do like this, meaning they don't think about the mitzvah before they perform the mitzvah, they merely perform it. They don't stop for a moment and think about it. Obviously, it's better to say the Shem Yichud. Alav ne'ema v'tihi yirat'am oti mitzvat anashim melumada. And their fear of me was mitzvat anashim melumada. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to Yishaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that since their heart is distanced from me, their fear of me is like rote learning of human commands. Meaning, it's something that people do not with real feeling, it's just mechanical. Just mechanical. Needless to say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want this type of service. just the mechanical getting into the root of it. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to stop for a moment, think about the mitzvah. Mitzvah taseh, a Torah mitzvah taseh, as well as the fact that it's there to remind us kol mitzvotav, and then a person's able to elevate the mitzvah into the highest level. A word about mitzvot tzrichot kavana. Let's talk a minute about mitzvot tzrichot kavana. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Samech, Sif Dalid. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Sif Dalid. Yesh omrim she'en mitzvot tzrichot kavana. There are those opinions who say that one does not have to have intention, one does not have to have a realization of the mitzvah that he's doing it while he's doing it. And even as such, he fulfills his mitzvah. V'yesh omrim she'tzrichot kavana. And there are those opinions who say that yes, mitzvot tzrichot kavana. One does have to have the realization, have to have this awareness of fulfilling mitzvah before he's doing it, while he's doing it. Let's say, basiyat otah mitzvah. In order to fulfill a requirement, and the Shulchan Aruch adds two extra words, v'chen halacha. And this is how we are posek, says the Shulchan Aruch. And this is the opinion of the Rif, this is the opinion of the Ramban, Yimilchamot Hashem, this is the opinion of the Rosh as well, that mitzvot tzrichot kavana, meaning we hold that a person has to have an awareness of the mitzvah that he's performing. He has to have an awareness of the mitzvah that he's performing. And if not, it's ma'akev. If not, if he does not have that awareness, it's ma'akev. Therefore, there are those, it's widespread in the Sfaradi communities, to say this L'shem Yichud. That is basically saying that we are performing the mitzvah for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning for the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do this. Now, this that we say L'shem Yichud, does not necessarily mean that a person has to verbalize it. A person may, just in his mind, think about that he's doing the mitzvah, L'shem mitzvah. He's doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. And that does suffice. That's enough. It's enough to do that. Of course, like we said, it's better to verbalize it and to say L'shem Yichud itself. But if a person just says that he's doing the mitzvah and he just thinks that he's doing the mitzvah for this and he's aware of it, that does suffice as mitzvot kavanah. That does fulfill that requirement. If a person did do the mitzvah and made a bracha and he knows that he did not have a mitzvah, he did not have proper kavanah, in such a situation, what should a person do? Person should go back and perform the mitzvah again, but interestingly enough, they do not say the bracha. They do not say the bracha. So, if a person was mitasek be'alma, let's say, if a person was picking up the lulav and then and the etrog, and he knows he did not have kavanah, did not have the proper kavanah, and he said the bracha beforehand and he didn't have the kavanah, what he could do afterwards is he could perform the mitzvah of the lulav again. But in regards to the bracha, we say safek brachot la'akel, which is something we're going to talk about more at length later, that in regards to brachot, the Sfaradim are machmil, and therefore, when there's varying opinions on brachot, we almost always take the most lenient opinion and do not recite the bracha. And again, the bracha and the mitzvah does not necessarily have to do one with the other in the sense that it's ma'akev. It does not stop or it does not hinder the mitzvah. For example, if a person put on tefillin and did not say the bracha, so they did fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. Does not hinder the mitzvah. Another interesting point about mitzvot tzrichot kavana is Rabbi Akiva Egel in Hagot, his Hagot on Shulchan Aruch, Siman Mem Vav, Sif Katan Tet, writes that a person can make a tnai on a mitzvah. What does that mean? A tnai on a mitzvah? You can make a condition. One can make a condition in regards to his mitzvah. This is to say as follows. Let's say a person is at the point in the morning where they do not have a lot of time to say Kriyat Shema. They're fearful that if they wait until they get to Bet Knesset and put on their tefillin, which is the highest level of saying Kriyat Shema, They're fearful that the time might pass. They're going to miss the mitzvah. And after the time passes, aval zmano batel korbano, you can't fulfill the mitzvah anymore. What should they do? They could do like this. They could say the Kriyat Shema at home, even though they're not wearing the tefillin, because in reality the two mitzvot are not connected. Meaning it's a tova to wear the tefillin and recite Kriyat Shema. It's more than it's a tova. It's kilu meid edut sheker on himself. But in terms of fulfilling the mitzvah, if a person for some reason cannot put on tefillin or does not have tefillin at this moment, does not mean that he can't say Kriyat Shema. They're two separate mitzvot asem in the Torah. Person does fulfill his requirement for Kriyat Shema. So he's at home and he recites the Kriyat Shema, but he says a condition. He says that if I get to Bet Knesset on time and I'm able to put on my tefillin and recite Kriyat Shema, then that recital of the Kriyat Shema will be my mitzvah. And this one will be Be'alma, just like reading the psukim of Shema, but it will not be for my mitzvah itself. If I do not get there on time and the time does pass, then the one that I'm reciting now should count as my ikar mitzvah. You can make such a tanai. Chaim Avadia agrees with this opinion as well. And therefore, like we mentioned, if a person is fearful that they will not get to Bet Knesset on time and they won't have a chance to put on tefillin with their reciting Kriyat Shema, a person should and could make a tanai in such a situation. That's all in regards to mitzvot tzrichot kavana. Now, the Ben Ish Chai mentioned this inyan of the Lashem Yehud. There are communities that are not noheg to say Lashem Yehud. Nevertheless, within the Sephardi communities, the minhag of Bnei Sephard is to say the Lashem Yichud before performing mitzvot, and you open up almost any Sephardi siddur, you will find that it does have it before the tefillah, before the tefillin, before the tzitzit, that the Lashem Yichud, like we said, and the reason for that is because it helps to elevate the mitzvah to the high level that you have an awareness of the mitzvah. The machloket haposkim, the big opposer to the Lashem Yehud was the Noda B'Yehuda, seemingly because it was getting involved too much with Kabbalah and they were scared that a person might have the wrong intentions while saying it. Nevertheless, Maran Achida in Machzik Bracha, Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph, says explicitly that the Minhag of the Sfaradim is to say the Lashem Yehud, and this minhag is based on the Rabshim Bar Yochai and Divrei Arizal, we do say the Lashem Yehud. The Chacham Tzvi said it as well, and it's brought down in his son's Sidur, the Abetz. The Lashem Yehud is written explicitly, and that is the minhag. Nevertheless, one should be cautious in regards to Haskarat Hashem, reciting the name of the Almighty. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Tzadi Amud Aleph brings an opinion of Abba Shaul that one who recites the name of the Almighty as it is written, Chas Shalom, loses his chelek to Olam Haba. You have the name of the Almighty. It's written with a Yud, and then with a Hey, afterwards following with a Vav, and another Hey. So one cannot read that word, that name, the way it is written. Rather, we read it in a different fashion than it's written. We say a word that sounds similar to Amunai. And one who does read it, Lalenu, Chas V'Shalom, is the Gemara brings down, the Mishnah brings down, to Machloket in the Mishnah between Abba Shaul and Chachamim. Both opinions hold it's Asur. Abba Shaul takes the more stringent opinion that we had mentioned. So therefore, when reading the Shem Yichud, that does bring the name of the Almighty. Therefore, a person, what is accepted to do is twofold. Either a person could say the Shem Yichud Kucha, and when arriving at the name of the Almighty, he says the Shem Yud Kei Bevav Kei, or they could say, as we said previously, the Shem Yichud Kusha, and Ot Yud Vot Hei Beot Vav Vot Hei. This is all brought down in Otzrot Yosef Siman Bet. Let's go on with the Ben Ish Chai. Halacha Bet. Yevarech Leitatef Betzitzit V'Shva Tachat Abet V'Lo Bepatach. The proper bracha is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kelishanu Mutzav Tzivanu Leitatef Betzitzit, not Batzitzit. The levush in Siman Chet explains the significance between bitzitzit to batzitzit. That why is it that minhag bnei Sefarad is to say bitzitzit and not batzitzit? And so he explains that api dikduk, when one would say batzitzit, it means like the specific tzitzit that the Torah is referring to. Batzitzit, in the tzitzit that the Torah is referring to, and that's not true, because the tzitzit that Torah is referring to is the tzitzit that has tchelet in them. And what we say is bitzitzit, to wear the tzitzit ba'alma, to wear a pair of tzitzit, to wear garment with tzitzit on them, but not necessarily the tzitzit that the pasuk is, a specific pasuk is referring to. In regards to the tchelet, one does fulfill the mitzvah without wearing the tchelet, as we know. We'll see the Ben Ish Chai is going to talk about it later on, more specifically about this. So again, יברך להתעטף בציצית, בשבא תחת בית ולא בפתח, וצריך לכוון בברכת הטלית גדול לפתור טלית קטן שלב. One should be cautious to, when he says the bracha, that the talit gadol, he says the bracha, recites it on the talit gadol, and should have in mind to fulfill his requirement for the talit katan. One is wearing a talit katan under his shirt, and then on top of that, when we pray in the morning, we wear a talit gadol. So before you put on the talit gadol, you make the bracha, and you have in mind to fulfill the bracha for the talit katan that you were wearing. Shelo pashto balayla. In regards, this is the, you have in mind to fulfill the bracha of the talit katan that you did not take off at night. Mishum de'ika de sfiru shetzirich levarecha talit katan baboker. There are those opinions that hold that one should make a bracha on the talit katan that he wore in the morning, even though he slept in it. Nevertheless, because of this klal, this general rule that we have said, that when there's a bracha, we are lenient, safek. When there's a doubt of brachot, we are lenient. At the end of the day, we do not say bracha on the talit katan that we slept with, but rather, or in general, we try actually and evade saying a bracha on talit katan in general. We usually try and fulfill it with the talit katan, with the talit gadol. If a person has this kavana to make the bracha on talit gadol and it should fulfill the requirement of talit katan, that's enough. One does not have to, the mashmesh means you don't have to fidget with it, you don't have to move it, the talit katan, when you make the bracha. Therefore, since, says the Ben Ish Chai, many times when you are wearing your talit gadol, you will not necessarily have in mind the talit katan, and that's not good, because there are those opinions who say you do have to make a bracha on talit katan. Therefore, you should add into the nosach of Lashem Yichud this, the following: Haniskar leil od dvarim elu. Now I am prepared to make a blessing on the talit as our sages have commanded. I am going to fulfill the requirement for the talit katan that I am wearing. Halacha Gimel. Kodem shivarech, before one proceeds to make a bracha, ya'ayen ve'ivdok b'chutzei atzitzit, shelo yeh bahem chisaron haposel. Before one makes a bracha, one should look at the strings, check the strings, to make sure that they do not have any type of chisaron. They're not missing or ripped or torn in any place. Ve'gam yafrid atzitziot bi'adav, and also one should separate the tzitziot, make sure that they're not tangled, so that one does not have a situation where they are entangled. V'rak b'Shabbat lo yafrid. Interestingly enough, the Ben Ish Chai says here, on Shabbat, one should not separate them. Ele yivdakem bevad. One should check them. Now, there is a discrepancy in regard to the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai. Let's turn for a minute to Shana Bet, Parshat Noach. If I'm not mistaken, the last halacha. Let's see, halacha Chaf Aleph. Halacha Chaf Aleph, the Ben Ish Chai is talking about separating tzitziot by candlelight. That halacha is talking about performing actions on Shabbat by candlelight. You're not allowed to do certain things by candlelight because we're fearful that the candlelight is not very strong and you might come to increase the flame somehow by tilting it or something like that. And therefore, you're not allowed to do specific things that take a lot of concentration by candlelight. The Ben Ish Chai says, one of those things is tzitziot ha-musuchsachim u-mubavim harbeh v'tzrich iyun rav la-fridam u-levodkam. Tzitziot that are very entangled and you need to concentrate in order to separate them, you can't do that by candlelight. Asu la-fridam u-levodkam. Aval enam musuchsachim shari. But if they're not so entangled, you're permitted to untie them or straighten them out. Now this is all talking about doing it by candlelight. And the only problem that the halakha there was worried about was about the candlelight. But when it comes to the etzem halakha of separating or untangling the tzitziot, Ben Ish Chai's opinion over there is that it's mutar. And here the Ben Ish Chai says, v'rak b'Shabbat le'yafrid. And here it says, Shabbat you shouldn't change. So there's a little discrepancy in regards to what the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai is. Chacham Avadia is posek that one is allowed to separate the entangled tzitziot, even on Shabbat. The only situation where it would be a problem is if they're mamash brand new, just bought them and they weren't worn yet, and they're entangled, so then that could be a problem of possibly fixing the tzitziot. But after they're old, untangling them is permitted. This is based on the Shelot V'Tshuvot Yafel Lev, Siman Chet, that the Mekor is that it's permitted. Let's go on. V'gam od yizayer b'chol yom livdok ulayen echutim lemala bekeren b'mkom hanekev. One should be cautious to check in the strings in the place of the hole. The nekev, the corner piece, is called the kanaf. The corner piece is called the kanaf. Now, if it rips there, or if it tears, even one string, on even one corner that tears over there, or the first knot that follows that, or the twistings around it, any time it would tear over there, the tzitzit is pasul. And if a person is wearing such a tzitzit, they have to remove it, because it comes out that they're wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitziot. So again, if it tears in the place close to the hole, the strings coming out, or the first knot, or the strings that are surrounding the first knot, those krichot, then a person would have to remove the tzitziot pasul. Needless to say, you cannot make a bracha on them and can't wear them. V'gam od yizayer b'chol yom livdok ulayen achutim lemala bekeren b'mkom hanekev shim nifsak sham afilu chut echad pasul. Even one string on one corner. U'bishat adchak she'echer lavo. If a person came late to Bet Knesset, or Shatzibum Amtinin Alav, Lasot Ptichat Echal, or Koba Torah, if the congregation is waiting for him in order for him to take out the Sefer Torah, and he didn't have a chance to check his strings, Yuchal Lismog a Chazakah, Velo Yivdok Beotam Apam. A person can rely on a Chazakah, and they don't have to check that specific time. Chazakah, meaning what? Meaning most Tzitziot usually do not tear there. And especially if you check these, this is your tzitzit, and you check them already previously, before you put them in the talit bag. So you can rely on the chazakah that says it's permitted. So to a similar situation, if a person was traveling, and he won't have how to fix it, also you don't have to necessarily create problems, you don't have to check. This is a situation where a person can rely on the poskim that say you don't have to check, and that's in these situations, but ideally, obviously, a person should check. That's why it's important to arrive early to the tefillah. so that a person could check the tefillin properly, the tzitzit properly. I'm going to read to you the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Kodem shivarech, this is Shulchan Aruch siman chet, siv tet. Kodem shivarech, before one makes a bracha on the tzitzit, yayen bechutei tzitzit, one should check the strings of the tzitzit, im hem ksherim, if it's kasher. So that it doesn't come a situation where one will be making the bracha in vain. Now the Taz explains that the Shulchan Aruch is big in Midat Hasidut. And the Sefer Ve'alikut Yosef Saton, Tavchet Amud Bet, also brings B'Shem Shitat HaRosh that one is not necessarily obligated to check the tzitzit. It's not an integral part of the wearing tzitzit process. Meaning, if a person wore the tzitzit and did not check the strings, does not necessarily mean that he did not fulfill the mitzvah. But needless to say, Shulchan Aruch is telling us a midat chasidut, and that it's very, very good idea to do such a thing. Halacha dalet. Im gam talit katan yizaher livdok kodem. One who is wearing a talit katan should also be cautious to check it before he wears it. Ubezet yegam ishto mesayat b'mitzvah, and his wife can help him in this. Shetiyeh zira livdok talit katan be'et shemezamenet abgadim lebala l'achifam, that she should be cautious livdok talit katan, to check the talit katan when she is preparing his clothes to change. V'tezeher gam ken lafrid achutin, she should also be careful to separate the strings to make sure they're not tangled. Because when we wash them, they definitely get entangled. And then she receives a portion, she receives reward for him performing this mitzvah. First of all, she saves him from isu. And also, she also has a part in him wearing the tzitzit. Sometimes, says the Ben Ish Chai, it could happen. He could fathom the fact that sometimes men don't have time. He's rushing to wear his clothes and he doesn't check the tzitzit. Nevertheless, a person should always be cautious to check them himself as well. Just a quick advice about how to wash the tzitzit. I know a lot of you don't think this is halakha, but after you hear this great advice, you're going to be very excited. The best way that I found to wash the tzitzit without creating this whole big mishmash, this whole big entanglement, is take the strings, put them in one sock, all four corners, put them together, put them in a sock, tie the sock in a knot, and you throw it into the wash. When it comes out after the wash, you take off the sock, and they're not entangled the tzitzit. So he saves, you save yourself all that time sitting and untangling the tzitziot and just not getting them all worn and torn. Some general halachot now about tzitzit that the Ben Ish Chai does not necessarily bring. The minhag of Bnei Sefarad is those that are not married as well wear the talit. Tzitzit katan, everybody has a minhag to wear. But the minhag of Bnei Sefarad is talit gadol. Even not married bachurim wear the talit gadol. And in reality, certain poskim hold that that's a davar pashut. Shiure Knesset HaGdola holds that way. He holds davar tamua, why certain people do not wear the talit gadol. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman, Sof Siman Yud Zayin as well, is of the opinion that the pashtut one should wear talit gadol. And like we said, the minhag b'nei Sfarad is to wear the talit gadol. What's the size, the proper size of a talit katan? The proper size of a talit katan in order to make a bracha. Any smaller than this size that we're going to mention does not make a bracha. It's an ama rochav by shte amot orech. And a width of an ama when the length is 2 amot. So that translates into 48 centimeters by 96 centimeters. So it's 48 centimeters wide and 96 centimeters long. Any less than that, if it's any smaller than that, one does not make a bracha on the talit katan, even if he's wearing it independently of the talit gadol. And if a person is making a bracha on the talit katan, for example, when it comes out of the mikveh, as opposed to the morning, like we're going to see in the Ben Ish Chai, like we mentioned as well, that a person makes a bracha on talit gadol and then has a monitor talit katan, Nevertheless, when a person comes out of the mikveh, he's only wearing his talit katan. So if it has this size, one amah width by two amot rochav, 48 centimeters by 96 centimeters, then a person does make the bracha. How do they do it? They will, as we see soon, the same process of atifa that the Ben Ish-Chai doesn't talk about in halacha, hey, a person would wrap in it in the same way, and then and make the bracha, and then wrap it in the same way.